This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Plastic Man is getting the boat ready for a day on the water, and we'll find out where he's headed and what he's going to try to catch, and maybe you can take some of that information to heart and put it to your own use. Captain Ryan, good morning. Where are you going?
Good morning, buddy. Today, again, it's going to be mangroves, snappers, triple-tailed, and cobias.
Ooh, I love to hear that. How far out you got to go?
Last 2 days, that's what I did.
You're becoming an offshore captain.
Near shore captain. I don't ever let it lose the sight of land.
Are you using those stinky old pogies or squid to catch them, or are you going plastic?
Pogies. I stopped through the net twice and filled both live wells up.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
yeah,
there's so many pogies, that's unbelievable. And I had to pass a lot of trout to go, too, because the trout was burning the birds up, and my guys wanted to go out there. I said, oh, look at the trout, guys. So I called the other guys, and they went and whacked them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about having 12 guides, huh?
Absolutely. Well, triple tail and lemon fish, that ain't bad at all. What size are those triple tail?
We're going after that today. I haven't gone after. Somebody had a 33 yesterday.
Woo, that's a monster.
That's a big, big, big old triple tail. If I could catch five of them, that's plenty enough. I don't want to kill too many of them.
Now, how are they catching them? Are y'all fishing some structure floating stuff out there that they're hanging
up? Yeah, we'll fish whatever we can find. You know, even if I go by a line or lilies in the water, when I pass everything, I'm looking to see if they're there. And I'll go that. But I had a limit of mangroves day before yesterday and turned back 15 snappers. And then yesterday we caught a limit of snappers and about, I guess, 15 mangroves and three cobias. So it's been real good.
Yeah, that's definitely good.
I had a big northwest on the east side, so the guys on the east side didn't do well. Uh-huh. But the west side was calm. So, you know, it's good to be like we are.
Right. 12 guides and two sides of a river with a levee in the middle that you can, you know, pick the sides you want to fish on. The mangrove snapper is a real finicky fish. How are y'all fishing them?
Yeah. Well, I started off with a jig head because it was all in about 15 foot of water, just 15 to 20. And, you know, I look at them on the depth finder, and I would put a jig head down to get it down that way. Then once they get finicky, and, you know, once the sun comes up good and they get finicky, I put a number one hook, a little bitty hook with a split shot above it, and I put that hook all up in that pogie's mouth and just come out the top of his head to where they can't see it. And I just drift it down there, whang.
So, now, you fishing on a rig structure or just a reef?
Rigs for mangroves.
Yeah.
And the red snappers, too. And I'm only in, you know, I'm shallow, comparatively speaking, where I know a lot of people caught me in 450 foot of water yesterday, but I'm shallow. I'm 50 foot of water.
Yeah, well, that's good. And, you know, the thing about it is you can't go undergunned for snapper because that is a powerful fish. And once they feel that hook, they head straight for that rig to wrap you up and break you off.
You can get undergunned really quick. They're so powerful. Oh, my gosh. And then the sharks, there's so many sharks. You know, we caught a bunch of sharks yesterday. It's just fun. They kept me out too long. I'm old. They don't know that he's wearing me out.
Most
of the day, and they kept saying, one more. I said, one more, I'm going to be dead.
Oh, yeah, sound like y'all having fun down there. Well, listen, I've been taking
storms on the west today.
Yeah, and later this evening, so y'all need to get it done and get on in. You got a great recipe called Redfish Ryan, which I've enjoyed down at the Cajun Fishing Lodge. Do you think that would work with red snapper? What do you do with snapper, either mangroves or
without red doubt. Well, I like either to crust the snapper and cook it down and just, you know, pan fry it like that. With really not even pan fry, just a little olive oil and butter. Or I like to maniere it, where I take it and just dredge it in flour real quick, just dry. Then I'll put it in olive oil and butter, just enough to get the bottom of the pan going. And then I'll brown it on one side. Then once I flip it over, I hit it with the Tonys, lemon and pepper, and granulated garlic, and then a Worcestershire sauce. A good bit amount of Worcestershire sauce, more than you would think. You put it last because it starts getting burnt and blackened up real quick. But after that, just turn it over, put it in your plate, and oh, my word.
Yeah.
I do trout like that. I do snappers like that. That's what we're going to do tonight, actually. And you know what? I did shrimp like that last week for some folks. You would not believe we get some big 10-15s in Manjaro. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, you guys really struggle down there.
Now you see why I'm so fat, huh?
Oh, man, y'all eat like Spartans there. You know, you just don't have any good food down there, you know?
We're so fortunate to be where we are and doing what we want, man. I tell you what.
Absolutely.
We have been blessed in our world, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, you should be spotting some teal sometime soon, too, now. The early scouts ought to be down here.
Yep, that, and I got to start building blinds and getting ready for that.
Yep.
No rest for the weary, my friend.
I know what you mean.
I'm going to Noliasi next week or the week after, on the 15th. I'm going down there and get my eye right on some white wings.
All right.
Make sure I can hit them when they come.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you'll remember. You didn't forget how to lead them. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you, do you use that Carlson tube choke on the doves too, or just the ducks?
I try to use the two on the doves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Rob Roberts T2.
Right.
And it works good. But that T3, and now they got another one, a Raptor, I think. I haven't used it yet, but if it gets tighter than the T3, it's not even fair anymore.
Yeah. Well, since I got that Rob Roberts choke, it certainly improved that little Beretta I got, on the ducks. And I'm thinking I'm going to go with it for the doves, too, because I just don't think when you get out there, you know, 40, 50 yards with those regular chokes, they just don't have enough BBs.
Oh, no.
They're too spread.
You get up there with that T3, you can hit a duck at 60 yards, no problem. I mean, if you can hit. But that T2 is really good, too, and I'll be throwing that around for doves. Yep. I'll take it with me.
All right, well, I got something else I need to talk to you off air. I'll call you later when you get back in this evening.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, take it easy. Captain Ryan Lambert, check him out at Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he's always available on the cell phone at 504-559-5111.